Welcome back, everybody, to the greatest music NFT podcast show. I am your host, Beaks of Five, and this is your number one source for all things AI, crypto, music. Never in that order. I'm going to start randomizing it every single time I say it because I can never actually remember what order my bio and tagline is read in. So that's that. But we are going to keep on with crypto. You know, I couldn't forgive myself if I didn't at least just touch on these couple little crypto topics before year end. So last episode, we talked about meme coins and meme season and all this stuff, and that continues. And I oftentimes use, this is really kind of a testament, testimony. So I oftentimes use myself as my own sample size of thinking about what the average consumer or investor retail-wise might do. I do not consider myself to be, I consider myself to be very mid-IQ level, right? So I kind of think like, well, if I'm thinking it like a lot of people are thinking it, it's kind of the consensus that I come to. So my early crypto days, I mean, the first thing I ever bought was Bitcoin on an exchange, then Ethereum on an exchange. And the only ever thing I first bought, which really was the foray into my entire crypto exploration, was Dogecoin. And the reason why I bought Dogecoin is I was in a group chat with a bunch of music producers, and shout out to those guys because they were really the ones that kind of opened my eyes to the wonders of crypto. And they just showed, I mean, they were just commenting on how much money they were making on Dogecoin. And this was like the early days of Doge. And, you know, it was like, man, like, let me at least look. It was so annoying, right? It was one of these things where I just dismissed it day in, day out, day in, day out. And finally got to a point where it was so annoying to me that I finally said, I have to go look at what this is. Like, what are they actually making so much money with, right? And so that's kind of what it is. And then you start to hit yourself in the head because you're going, why am I so closed-minded? Why am I so naive? Why am I so refusing to just do simple research just for my own understanding when there's opportunities? And, you know, I think about this often. I'm like, philosophically, I'm like, do I just live my life with like not looking for opportunities? Like, what's going on here? Like, shouldn't I constantly be living for opportunities? And so, and you know, this is what happens. And you see this play after play after play on crypto, right? You know, everyone's kind of doing their own thing. And then suddenly someone has one massive play, you know, some coin or some token or some NFT that no one else was looking at, and they made $1 million, and finally everyone goes, I gotta go find the next one, right? So everyone was looking for the next Doge, the next Doge, the next Doge. And, you know, somehow Dogecoin has kept up, you know, it's really maintained itself as the number one bona fide dog coin, meme coin. You know, it is the one and only true Doge. And funny enough, you know, the connection to Elon Musk, you know, kind of being onboarded to the Doge community and really liking the concepts and the tech behind Doge. And so this is the thing I have to talk about. And once again, this is not financial advice. I'm not telling you what's going to happen. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not even subtly encouraging it. I'm not even passively, aggressively trying to hint at something. I just want to be very clear. All this is mere observation, mere commentary on things that I see happening and my personal thoughts and beliefs on it. So here's what's happening. I'm not even kidding. This story is kind of being buried just because it doesn't really matter until it happens. But Elon is set and SpaceX is set to set a rocket to the moon. And the name of the rocket is called the Doge One, the D-O-G-E. -1. And the meme, obviously, of Doge to the moon, it's going to man itself into reality thanks to SpaceX and Elon. And this is, right now, it's scheduled tentatively to occur January 12th, I believe, 2024. So it's coming up. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen between now and the launch of Doge. What I do remember of last cycle, though, if history may tend to repeat itself, is Dogecoin was absolutely rocketing and ripping. And then there was a big moment where Elon Musk was going to go headline on SNL, Saturday Night Live. And people thought he was going to have some announcement. People thought there was going to be some some, you know, information drop about Doge, and there wasn't. And when Elon Musk was on SNL and there was nothing about really Dogecoin, the price action of Dogecoin absolutely collapsed. Now, it came back and did whatever it did, but it really, I mean, that was kind of the highest of the highs, was like right there. Now, if I were to think that the actual spaceship launch of the Doge 1 were to be a similar situation, that's just something to keep in mind. But, you know, part of me thinks it kind of isn't the similar situation, because this isn't a, we don't have to really guess whether Elon's going to say something about Doge or not. I mean, this is very clearly a Doge rocket going to the moon. And you're going to then have every broadcaster, news anchor in the most serious manner going, and look at the Doge one going to the moon. I mean, it's like, you just can't write this stuff. I mean, you're going to have the most serious voices. You know, you're going to have like the Walter Cronkites of the world saying Doge to the moon. It's just insane. So I don't know whether that, you know, pumps bags or not, but it's just something I thought. I was like, how can I say I'm not into meme coins and into crypto and paying attention in this Doge one rocket? You know, people are like not taking it that seriously. But the thing about, I think myself, at least with my beliefs on this cycle, is like, it's just very simple, right? Like, it either is or isn't. Like, it's not about, I think I was just doing so much overthinking with crypto last cycle. Not to say that I didn't, you know, have a great time or make money or earn anything, but just, I think my perspective psychologically was like way more wrapped up in like, this is forever and never going to change, when it's changing daily and it's incredibly volatile and, you know, it's just like up and down and here, there, everywhere. So I have just a better, you know, adjustment to what's going on. But yeah, I just think it's really wild that Elon's actually setting off a spaceship called the Doge One. And, you know, Doge is kind of pumping. I mean, Doge is doing things. And, you know, with the Elon taking over Twitter and X, I mean, they're still, and trying to make it a global payments thing. I mean, there's still a lot of, you know, optimistic thoughts that are, you know, there's going to be crypto payment rails that are going to be, you know, implemented. Does that involve Doge? Does that not involve Doge? And by the way, I got to give just a quick honorable mention to ThorChain. ThorChain is like the greatest blockchain I have encountered. And I must just be an absolute latecomer to them. But the fact that you can just interact with ThorChain, and they're really just kind of like a multi, I don't even know what the right terminology to describe them, but they're a, like a multi-chain blockchain, meaning you don't need to use bridges or you don't need to have wrapped tokens to interact. It's like, if you have Dogecoin, you can have Dogecoin on ThorChain. If you have Bitcoin, you can have Bitcoin on ThorChain. And you can earn Bitcoin on ThorChain. I'm not talking about wrapped Bitcoin. I'm not talking about like wrapped Thor Bitcoin, like lowercase t Bitcoin. I'm talking about Bitcoin, like the Bitcoin. It's insane. It's insane. Same with Ethereum, same with a bunch of other like major, major blue chips. So if you're interested in just, you know, interoperability without bridging with blue chip assets on crypto, on blockchain, I would check out ThorChain. So I think we're going to keep it short and sweet. You know, I just wanted to mention the Doge one. I just felt like this had to be an honorable mention all around. It's just a funny thing. And once again, not financial advice. Who knows? I mean, this is not going to be like a, you stupid idiot, why'd you say this? Why'd you say that? I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying it's going up. I'm not saying it's going down. I'm not saying it's going to have any impact. I'm just merely observing the hilarity and the irony. I mean, fate loves irony. And all I'm saying is that there is a Doge actually going to the moon. So we'll check back once that happens. And I guess we will have a post-mortem and see what happens. So we'll circle back in just a bit. But I think that's going to do it for us this episode. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been an incredibly transformative year for myself personally. I'll just speak on 2023. This isn't any kind of wrap up or anything. But, you know, just since we are closing things out, I'll probably just say thank you all for listening to the podcast. And hopefully we have plenty more in store for you next year. So make sure you're following the podcast at TGM NFT Pod. Of course, you know that short for the greatest music NFT podcast show. Make sure you are following me at Beaks Vibe, where we are posting the video versions of these episodes, and we're also posting them on full on YouTube. And of course, you can listen to us anywhere podcasts are streamed for free. And other than that, I will see you here, same time, same place, next week.